that's one of the principal elements of this class, being that it's an eyes-open meditation, is that you have to confront your willingness to be seen. And we really do live in a society of masks. And so many people wear their masks as a kind of constant protection. And of course, when you sit down in this situation, it's very hard to hold the mask in place. Not that people don't try, but the mask of ego, of personality, of your accomplished self, the self you want the world to believe you are, is pretty much a wasted effort in this class, because the energy of this class has no interest in that at all. It pierces the presentation and goes through that into something real. One of the first things that one understands when one works deeply is how extraordinarily insecure we are as human beings. Everyone. And that everyone who presents as in charge, on top of it, and totally secure is really presenting an illusion or an image. Not that they may not believe it, but underneath, all of us are essentially 2 years old, or 3 years old. Every person, when you break down the resume, when you break down the story of their life, when you break down the fact that they are attained or unattained, that they are a parent, that they are a child, that they are a business person, that they are a whatever the role model or the role that they play, take all that away. Take away all the security that comes with that, which isn't very real. And you end up with a being that does not know very much. We are all ultimately, as egocentric beings, very limited. And that limitation is a hidden secret for almost every adult. They do not want anyone to know how afraid they are, how uncertain they are, how incomplete they are, how imperfect they are. Nobody wants that to be known. We all have complicated inner lives. We all have conflicting desires and powers and passions. Every human being has lightness and darkness within. Everyone. And we don't want to be seen. People do not want to be seen. They want to be seen for the person they want to be rather than the person they are. Of course, that varies. There are some people who who really present angry, present darkness, present difficult personalities, and in a certain sense it's a choice to present that. Other people present the best side, the sweet side, the good side. But whatever you choose to present, it's a presentation. And meditation, eyes open meditation, cuts through that. A lot of people, when they sit in this class for the first time or early times, they become like deer caught in the headlights. It's like, you know, don't look at me. don't look at me. And you try to figure out, how can I hide with, when someone's looking at me? Well, of course, we all know how to do that. Everybody knows how to do it. You just click off, switch off, move somewhere else internally. Don't be present. Do not be present. But it's hard when you sit with a teacher, particularly when I would sit with somebody like Rudy, who, when they look at you, is seeing through the whole package. Laser-like perception. And the only way to allow that to occur is to form a complete and absolute trust with the teacher. To know that the gaze that is coming at you is not judgmental, is not critical, is not there to condemn, and it's not there to extol. It's not trying to make you be more than you are or less than you are. It's simply looking. It's simply gazing. The value of that gaze is that once you trust it, you realize that it's helping you to see yourself. It's helping you to see who you are. And that is a very powerful, powerful gift. Because beneath the two-year-old, the frightened child, the unknowing entity that is your ego, is the wisdom of eternal being. And it is absolute and present within you. That which is looking behind your own eyes, that which is looking behind the eyes of the ego form, of the mask, that which is presenting itself behind you, that which is you, has no fear of judgment, has no fear of being hidden. It is the ultimate truth. It is what is. And it is at the very core of you. It is the source of all wisdom, the source of all knowledge. And it is sitting behind your eyes. And the fact that you don't know that or remember that is where suffering comes from. Because we so turn away from ourself to gaze into the world of manifestation, into the world that's been created. We so want to look outside that we become about everything that is out of us and not what is within us. And because of that, we get lost in all of this. We get lost in the miasma of worldly manifestation. And we forget who's looking. We forget the truth. We forget the reality of our own being. And that forgetting is why so many people are so unhappy. Because if you can turn that gaze back inside, if you can stare at that insufficient, insignificant entity that you think you are, and you can just penetrate that. And with the help of a teacher who's staring right at you, you can do that. Just take that gaze and keep looking. Go past the embarrassment of you. Go past the difficulty of you. Just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And what you discover is a release from the false self into the true self. This is the spiritual journey. It's really what we're all here trying to do. Each one of us is in the process of that gaze, of finding the self that is looking through us, as opposed to the self that is presenting an image. It is not easy to do. And most people suffer because they have completely bought into the presentation. They buy into, this is my body, this is my personality, this is my self. this is who I am. And because everybody is reinforcing that in your life, why would you not do that? So we spend a life caught in the role that we are playing. Somewhere along the way, someone comes, if you're lucky, who says, yes, you are that. You are that role for a period of time. Yes, you are that name and that body and that personality and that psyche. But it's only for a short duration. And the mere fact that you have that body and that personality is a gift. And that you can live through that into an awakening. You can use that very thing which causes you grief, usually, or just let's say attachment. You can use that as a tool to awaken to its creator. What created this? What created me? This separateness? How did I come to be this? And as you focus on it rather than run from it, as you develop the courage to face the self, the being that you are, to accept it in all of its hiddenness, in all of its confusion, in all of its complexity, in all of its uncertainty, and just go yes to all of that. Through that acceptance comes truth. Comes yourself, comes your own inner being, and it radiates through you. It radiates past all of this stuff, and it shines through and expresses its truth. And it does that in every person, in absolutely every person, whether they're conscious of it or not. Someone like Rudy would sit with each of us and see that truth. Not only would he see that truth, he would embrace it, he would energize it, he would magnify it, and in each of us, this inner light would start to become brighter and brighter until we were aware of it as well. And when you become aware of the light within, and you become one with it, it starts to become more and more luminous, and you become an expression of that light. You become a vessel through which it shines. It will shine through your eyes. It will shine through your words. It will shine through your touch. It will shine through your generosity. It will shine through the love that you offer other people. It will shine through every activity of your life, because ultimately it is simply a, this body is a container for the light. People who are aware of that light are conscious emanations of that gift. People who are not aware of that light don't even know that it's there, don't know or appreciate the possibility of its existence. But once something acknowledges it in you, and it can be a person, a teacher, it can be a lover, it can be someone who comes to you and acknowledges you, awakens you, touches this thing in you, and allows it to start to shine. And that's the gift of a teacher. And it doesn't have to be a spiritual teacher. It can be a parent. You know, many parents look at their children and they see the beauty that the child can't see for themselves. And by focusing on that beauty comes alive. It lives. Other parents do the opposite. They focus on the mistakes of the child. They focus on the limitation, on the inabilities of the child. And of course, when that happens and we grow up like that, we forget that the light's inside us because our parents didn't focus on it. They didn't shine their own light on it. And it wasn't their fault. They didn't know how. But that's when you have to find another parent or a teacher. Rudy, for me, was like being reparented. I had good parents, but they didn't communicate the light. And Rudy came to me and just kept looking at it, just kept acknowledging the light. And after a while, I couldn't hide from it myself.